Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinla.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Tuesday morning. If you're just getting started, it's 7:36 a.m. Central Standard, 8:36 Eastern, and 5:36, excuse me, Pacific Time. We welcome you this morning. It's July 16th. And you know what? Every single morning, we like to remind you about traffic and about our kids on summer vacation. Make sure that you're staying engaged, stay on point, and most importantly, make sure that you're not only watching out for yourself, but others as well. Remember, kids are still soaking up the last bits of summer, and they are everywhere. They're in neighborhoods, they're outside of neighborhoods. And so we remind you and we caution you every single morning to stay on watch for our kids and make sure that you're staying engaged. Make sure that you've given yourself enough time to get there safely. Now, switching gears very quickly this morning, let me tell you what's on point. You know, we're always telling you about being the change that you want to see. Well, now there is a way that you can do just that and save money. And what we're talking about this morning and who we're talking to is Michelle Bowl. She is the founder of couponsforchange.org, and she's going to tell us how we can stretch our dollars to feed children and families across America. Michelle, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Thank you. Good morning to you too.
And so this, Michelle, has become your passion, and this is something that has created a lot of philanthropy for yourself, and you have found ways to use that to give back. Let's first of all talk about how you came up with this idea.
Coupons.com is something my husband and I actually created over a decade ago. We're helping people save money. And it was, you know, it's great because we're helping families save money, stretch their own dollars for their families. But Coupons for Change really came about, you know, for a couple reasons. I'm a big believer in empowering others to give back. And not everybody has the time and resources to do this. So really, Coupons for Change was taking what we had, our, you know, ability to have people save by coupons.com. And basically, they can stretch their own dollars, but at the same time, create meals. And how we're doing that basically is for every 3 coupons someone uses, as they're stretching their own dollars, they would be creating a meal for a child or family who is struggling with hunger.
And so when, Michelle, did you and your husband decide that this is something that you wanted to do to be the change that you want to see, not only in your part of the world, but throughout America and partnering with food banks? When did you guys decide this is something that is just an incredible movement?
Well, about a year ago that we launched couponsforchange.org. I mean, I've always really been an advocate for children, you know, my whole life, kind of allowing them to just be kids and experience the simple, you know, joys in life, not burdened with so many problems and issues that, you know, can come up in this world, unfortunately, today.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as a mom of three kids, we thought, you know, there has to be a way to take this sort of, like, technology that's being used already and make it so it's simple for anyone. Anyone can stretch their dollars at the same time, create meals for kids. And, you know, a big thing is, you know, as you mentioned before, is that, you know, hunger doesn't take a summer break like so many
mm-hmm.
of our kids do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sadly, there are 21 million kids out there who rely on free or reduced price meals, you know, during the school year.
Mm-hmm.
But only 2 million of these kids are receiving meals during the summer because they lose access to the,
mm-hmm.
you know, the summer months of meals. So we're really trying to push this 1 million meals for kids and families through the month of July, because it will just, you know, as you can see, it will, you know, help greatly.
Absolutely. And so how did you come up with the goal of 1 million meals? Where did that come from?
You know, we kind of just, well, 1 million is a number that just, it's such a, have such a great impact, you know, for Feeding America, and that's who we're
mm-hmm.
is our beneficiary and who we're working with. And we just figured, no, that's a reasonable number and something we can really push for if we all work together. I like to say the power of we. As we all come together, we can create big change.
Absolutely. And so for yourself and your husband, when you guys started out on this endeavor, did you have any idea that the business would do and grow and just become what it is, what it has become?
No, it's just amazing. Couponsforchange.org. I mean, just even within our own company, the transformations that have taken place, people are just so happy to be part of something that, you know, we've all created together, and it is really giving back to others and, you know, changing lives. And
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, that's important.
And, you know, one of the things that we talk about on the show all the time, Michelle, is finding ways to give back and helping people to become bigger givers. When did you know that your business, after it became successful, that part of what you would do would be to give back? When did you know?
You know, it's something that as a company, as a culture, my Stephen and I, my husband, who
mm-hmm.
we really, that's who we are. We have basically, you know, since our kids are young, we're always saying your two hands can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to a point where you really feel like you've created something that can be just more than a business, but can help people at the same time. You know, we, like I said, we launched it about a year ago, but it really was just a matter of time for us to think of a way that we could, it wasn't really a question of, you know, if we would
mm-hmm.
ever give back, it was, you know, how and when would be the appropriate time.
Wow. And how has that been for you, being able to be the catalyst, you and your husband, for such an incredible movement, and to see the country really come together? Because I know that you guys have been really all around media networks across the nation, really spreading this message. What has that felt like for you and for your husband?
I mean, for me, it's an amazing feeling to know that I'm helping people, you know. Like, I mean, I don't know if I mentioned before, but I feel like everyone on every level really wants to give back, but yet everyone's struggling just to put stuff on their own table and kind of get by with their family. So if there's a way that we can create something by couponsforchange.org, by people really, you know, they're not having to reach into their own pocket,
mm-hmm.
which I think is a unique kind of an idea. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can give back without saying, okay, here's my dollar at the
mm-hmm.
grocery store and that kind of thing. You're just saving at the same time you're giving.
And so together you provide food for more than 37 million people through 61,000 pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, and communities across America. That is a lot of people. Talk about what those numbers felt like for you.
Well, so let me just, I want to just correct one thing. So the number 37 million is really how many families, or I should say people in the United States, that are struggling with hunger every
okay.
day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working through Feeding America. And what's great is that they reach over 17 million kids every year by their you know, creating of meals. But it's just, it's amazing. I mean, I feel like we can all do our part in some way. So the fact that we're able to take our company and kind of empower others to be part of this change is a great feeling, and just proud, you know, that everyone can kind of join in with us.
Absolutely. And so what you guys have actually done is partnered with Feeding America.
Yes, exactly.
And so tell people, Michelle, how they can connect with this movement and how they too can be the change that they'd like to see in feeding children and also feeding families.
Yes, of course. So basically, if you go to our site, couponsforchange.org, you will see that you can find out all this information about our company, but as well, you'll see over 350 coupons at any given time that really are things that your family, you're using every day, from yogurt, cereals, granola bars, everything, even household supplies, anything that you're probably already buying for your family. So basically, you're using these coupons. It helps you. It's like kind of money back to you, but stretching your own savings. But at the same time, you're creating what I like to say is healthy savings for your family. Another thing I just wanted to mention is that, the coupons, what I love about it is that it's helping people on different levels.
Mm-hmm.
There's this common misconception that people on budgets can't afford fruits and vegetables or, putting well-rounded meals in front of their families.
Mm-hmm.
And with coupons for change, you can do that because, on average, people save $11 to $12 a month. And with that savings, you can create well-rounded meals.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we're helping people on different levels, and it's so simple. Help yourself and help others at the mm-hmm. same time just by going to couponsforchange.org.
Now, let me ask you this, Michelle. Those people who say, yeah, I'm a coupon clipper, I'm all about it. We have those people. We're sort of speaking to the choir, so to speak. All right, so what about those people who really have never clipped coupons or never been couponers? How do we get them involved in this movement?
Well, it's interesting you say that. So, it's just, we kind of attract people for different, I want to say buckets, but one of those has been people that maybe have never tried savings, but tried couponing. And what a lot of people realize after is, wow, this is like free money in my pocket. Why would I not use this
mm-hmm.
when I'm not only saving money for my family, but I'm actually creating meals? Because with every three coupons, normally it would be for every three coupons used, one meal will be secured. And Coupons for Change is basically we've bumped up our donation, which is three coupons used equals two secured meals. And we've done that, in the passion and force behind our million meal challenge.
Mm-hmm. And so give people the website once again, how they can connect with you. And before you've got to go, I want you to tell people, Michelle, what you think is the most important thing that you hope that people that will visit your website will come away with in this movement.
So the website, again, is couponsforchange.org. And I think the most important thing is that people can understand that every person can truly do their part, big or small. And by going to Coupons for Change, you are truly helping your family, yourself, whatever it may be, to stretch your dollars, but to give at the same time. And it's a great feeling to know that as you're saving, you are literally creating meals for kids who are struggling every day.
Absolutely. Michelle, we want to thank you for the work that you've done. Michelle Bull is the Chief Philanthropy Officer for couponsforchange.org. It's simply couponsforchange.org, the philanthropic arm of coupons.com. Michelle, thank you and your husband for the work that you are doing around the country to be the change that you'd like to see.
Thank you.
Luck and many blessings.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, you're on Point, the official OPT Network. Let's get a break here, but we're back with more right after this. SINLAW Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at SINLAW Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. SINLAW Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today, shape tomorrow. You can do that by simply phoning the Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging. They'll tell you how you can get involved, how you can get money to help, money that doesn't affect anything that you're currently receiving. And this is all you've got to do. Phone 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, HicksonHasIt.com, www.HicksonHasIt.com. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Now, switching gears this morning on point, we're going to be talking about marriages and relationships. More importantly, we're going to be talking about the challenges, the ebbs, the flows, and we're going to bring in a couple of experts that you may have seen on WeTV, Bridezilla, more specifically. Jim and Elizabeth Carroll, they've got an interesting concept called marriage boot camp. And as we were looking at the show and looking at the issues, we thought this was an important issue for us to bring to our listeners because we know so many marriages are going through so many challenges. And so this morning, that's what's on point. We're going to be talking about relationships and how to make our relationships better. Even if you have the most amazing relationship, there's always ways that you can get better. And so that's what we're going to be talking about. So if you know somebody or you are someone that is having some challenges in your relationship, you're trying to figure out how to get back on the right track, this is a conversation that you absolutely don't want to miss. This is a couple that has years and years of experience that have used their experiences as well as other members of their team to help couples to get better. And we're super excited about this conversation because we know that it is needed. We're not talking enough about relationships and how to make them work, but not just how to make them work, how to make them work effectively. And I've talked about over time, sometimes when you have that disconnect, especially if you've been in a long-term relationship and you're kind of at different ends of the spectrum and you're trying to figure out how to come together, well, this is a conversation that is right on point. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us, everybody. We're back after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot.
Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important. But it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress, leading in sleep comfort. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, McDonald's of Alexandria, Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking. Now, as I told you in the last segment, we're talking about relationships this morning. And let me just give you a little bit of background about what we've been doing. You know, last month we talked about marriages and, well, really not marriages, but weddings. But what I felt about marriages is this, is that marriages are a series of intricacies. And last month on point, we talked about June being one of the most popular months for weddings. It's a time for many couples for new beginnings. While there are still other couples that are trying to figure out the harmony and the sort of synchronization of lifelong partnership, the until death do us part, then there are those couples that are struggling to decide whether their marriage is worth saving, and if so, trying to figure out the how-to, the dynamics. And each of these scenarios can be really exponential. And here to talk about and discuss and hopefully dissect some of these issues are Jim and Elizabeth Carroll. They are the directors of Marriage Boot Camp and the counselors for the widely popular show Bridezilla, that airs on WeTV, and you may have even seen them last Friday on the Today Show. Well, this morning, we welcome Jim and Elizabeth Carroll for their very first time to the OPT Network. Jim and Carroll, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Jim and Elizabeth.
I'm sorry. Excuse me for that, Elizabeth. So
no,
that's okay. When I grew up and played sports, my coach used to yell at me, Carol, all the time. So they insult me. So it's okay.
So, Jim, let me start with you. I want to start with, and I was saying at the beginning of the show before we came on the air, I was talking about the sort of metaphorical birthing process. I want to talk about how the Life Enrichment Program and the boot camp was birthed in your spirit. How did that happen?
Well, it kind of happened through a sports injury, of all things, because in my life I've been kind of fast-paced and going full speed in business, and then I sustained this injury that just blew out my knee. I had to get an operation, and so I'm going through this rehab thing where I had to go cycle every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I picked up this book called Experiencing God. It was a workbook, and I just started going through that workbook, and one of the things that really hit me is about my purpose in life should be where God has used me somewhere in the past. And I started thinking, where was the most powerful place that I feel like God had ever used me? And then, so 8 years earlier, I'd gone through a seminar that had been conducted by Dr. Phil, who at that time, nobody knew who Dr. Phil was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a life-changing experience for me. And in addition, I had all these people coming up to my room, and I was a helper, and Dr. Phil even said I was the best natural-born psychologist he had ever seen. So I said, hey, you know what? If that's where God wants to use me, that's what I need to do. And so that kind of gave birth to starting the boot camp.
And so then Elizabeth comes in. So Elizabeth, tell us how this connection between you and Jim happens.
Well, I've always had a passion for marriages. I have a background in counseling psychology, and if I were going to specialize, it would be in marriage counseling. And that really came from the fact that I personally have experienced divorce and the pain and suffering of it, and I learned so much of how to do it wrong so that I could possibly in the future do it right. And after I had been divorced some time, I had committed my heart to being single and content, not like a bitter old woman, but a content and purposeful woman with skills. And some girls in my office started teasing me, saying, you can't be single. You got to go online. So I took the gauntlet and went online for online dating as sort of a joke, and ended up meeting Jim. And when we met and started talking about the shared passion that we had, it was like, click.
Wow.
That was it.
I wonder, hang on 1 second for me, Jim. Let me rewind, Elizabeth, just a little bit, because I think you hit on something that a lot of women have committed to, and that is being single. How does that mindset, first of all, change, especially after a painful divorce?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it really comes of necessity. You know, you're forced into singleness, sometimes not by your own choice. And then you have a choice to say, okay, what do I do now? Do I just remain single and find a way to do life as a single woman? Or do I go back out there and try to connect up with somebody and not be single, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at that and went, you know, if your driving force is, I don't want to be single, I'm going to go out there and find a connection, I think that's the wrong motivation. For me, anyway, it was the wrong motivation of, I mean, I haven't been single since I'm 14. And that was my way. Go out, who's the next guy? Who's the next guy? Who's the next guy? And it hasn't worked. So that's when I decided I will be a purposeful, productive single woman with children.
Wow. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, and then she went out on one date with me, and that was the end of that.
And so things changed, and so then you all come together, and you start talking about your passion.
Yeah.
And so tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's always been my passion to reach and touch as many lives as possible, and to do exactly what God wants me to do, and say what He wants me to say, and go where He wants me to go. And so even in my profile on the dating website, I said, man, if you're going to date me, you got to watch out, because I'm out there. And so Elizabeth kind of liked that too. And so when she found out I was doing these boot camps, it was just a natural fit, because her passion is the same thing too. She wants to help people.
And one of the things, Elizabeth, that I read about you guys on the boot camp is that you have used your own pain to help others that have gone through the pain of divorce to realize that this doesn't have to be their end, that they don't have to live purposefully single. Talk about how it was for you exposing and being really transparent about your own shortcomings.
Oh, it was hard, and yet it was just so rewarding to be transparent before people. It's very, very healing, and it's part of the protocol of what we do in Marriage Boot Camp, is that we kind of train them, show them, and give them experience in telling their story in an authentic, transparent way with full vulnerability, and how healing, you know, how absolutely healing that could be. And what's interesting is that we have found that as we've grown as a married couple, our curriculum changes with every fight we have. We get into a fight. How do you get out of it? All right, let's sit down and figure out what steps, where we stumbled, and how we came out.
And so for you, Jim, with going through the transparency of your own life, how has that been for you as a man? Because most times women are more likely to talk about what's going on with them, whereas men are less transparent, or tend to be less transparent than their male, their female counterparts?
Yeah, I would think it was really tough for me because I'm into success. I hate failure, and to admit that I had failed and that I carried shame base and I had a lot of problems in my life and it wasn't perfect, and to stand up in front of groups of people and open up and share my story, it was really tough. It was kind of a humbling experience.
Wow. And so you guys come together and you bring couples together. And one of the things that I was talking about are the intricacies of marriage. Let's talk about that, especially for those young couples. I want to start there first, Elizabeth, with those young couples that are just getting married, that really are still in that honeymoon phase and really have no idea what those first years of marriage is like in coming together. How do we help those people to get off on the right foot?
Yeah, well, there's two things that we focus in on for all marriages, but particularly young marriages, which is learn to communicate, and there's a very specific formula that we use, and learn how to fight, how to fight well. So we teach both of those things in the marriage boot camp, and the communication part is just so simple. You know, when one person is talking, one person is listening.
Okay.
And the person listening has to pay really close attention so that, step two, they mirror back everything they just heard.
All right. Now let's
let's
talk about this, because everybody heard that. Nobody really is trying to listen, but we all understand the fighting part. How do we fight? How do we fight that is fair and amicable? How do we learn how to do that?
Yeah, number one, you have to have a set of rules of engagement that you are committed to, that you are disciplined about, and that you stick to. There's no dirty fighting if you've got a good set of rules.
Mm-hmm. And how do you come up with those rules?
Well, some of it's experience, some of it's research, some of it is observation, but it's again, this is simple stuff that's really hard to do. So the first thing is you just have to wrap your head around the fact that you are not my enemy. We are on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is we're fighting about is on the opposite side of the net.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna partner together, we're going to lock arms, and we're going to beat the crap out of that money problem together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so number one and two are probably the simplest, most important, and hardest. And number two is one topic at a time.
Wow, powerful. Let's do this. Let's take a break here, everybody. You're on point. And when we come back, we'll be talking more about Marriage Boot Camp with Jim and Elizabeth Carroll. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
That every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses. Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present three free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about three different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, City of Alexandria, Get Wired Satellites, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're joined by Jim and Elizabeth Carroll. They are the directors of Marriage Boot Camp, and they're also counselors for the widely popular TV show Bridezillas on WeTV. And we're talking about marriages and the challenges that ultimately, Elizabeth, every marriage is going to face. And during the break, we were talking about something called triggers. Let's go deeper into triggers. First of all, tell our listeners what triggers are and how we get beyond them.
Yeah, okay, so it really starts with, it's actually called buttons and triggers. And what it is that we dig down into a person's heart and says, okay, what are the things that sort of trigger you and irritate you that seems like an overreaction? And for me personally, I was bullied as a child, and I was bullied and called racist names by a bunch of this pack of boys. And so I grew up with a self-image that said, because I have dark skin, I'm inferior. So as an adult, I now have this button that you know, when I'm compared to a beautiful blonde, that trigger gets poked. Mm. Oh, it's because I have dark skin. I'm inferior. So we do a little bit of investigation into that. Now, what happens when you have a button like that happened when you were 6 years old, you have it now in your relationship.
Now let me stop you right there, Elizabeth. Yeah. Okay, you said you have dark skin, so that means you derive from what ethnic group?
Well, I'm a pretty mixed race bag here, but my mother's Japanese.
Okay.
So I look probably Hispanic.
Okay.
I've got Indian, I've got all kinds of stuff in there, but I look Hispanic.
Okay.
So to this pack of bullies, I was.
Okay. And so now you're married to Jim, who is a white man.
Yeah.
All right. And so,
super white, pale man.
Jim said a super white, pale man. And
with a preference for beautiful blondes. So, that is.
So that is totally the antithesis of you.
Yeah.
So when somebody...
Okay, so how do I get out of this interview now?
Hey, you know, God has a way of changing things, huh? So now you have to deal with that, and then you find those triggers. And so how do you get beyond that, Elizabeth?
Well, the first thing is I have to understand that where it came from and sort of decouple it from my husband.
Okay.
It's not that my husband has a problem. It's that I have a problem. And just sometimes the awareness that where a person gets triggered in their marriage and they say something crazy or awful to their mate, really it goes all the way back to a dad who said, you'll never amount to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Once you can decouple that, they can make huge strides.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean, Elizabeth, to decouple that?
I am blaming Jim for having low self-esteem because of my dark skin. If I can say, oh, no, this was a group of neighborhood bullies that gave me that wound, not my husband, then I can go. Then I can see, I can put into perspective the things that he says. Like if he says, wow, there's a beautiful woman, I can separate that and go, okay, he's not poking at me, he's not poking at me, he's not bullying me. He's just making an observation.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's powerful. And so, Jim, for those people that have other triggers, like I never loved you, you know, I never should have married you. Those to me are almost like fighting words that you can't get by. But you guys during the break said you can get by that. How do you get by that?
Well, I think you have to realize when a person gets triggered, anything can come out of their mouth. And the most hateful, cruelest, meanest things come out of people's mouths because they're trying to get rid of their pain by putting their pain over on you. And so you kind of have to work by that and go, okay, everything that's said during the trigger talk time, you kind of have to put it behind you and know that there's probably some little bit of truth to it and there's some partial truth to it, but it's not all truth.
Now that's
deep.
Yeah,
and what we do is we distinguish between emotional language and logical language. And if you're speaking in emotional language, which is what trigger talk is, it requires an emotional understanding, an emotional response, not logic. And the problem is that people take trigger talk, which is emotional, and put it into a logic box where it doesn't belong. So when they say, I don't love you, that's not logical, right?
I don't know. That's all I hear. And I'm trying to still get past that for those couples that are doing that. You know, you really don't are not using logic at that point. You are using emotion.
Right. Right. And so when
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, so they need to stop. It's not fair fighting. And what we were talking about right before break is some of the rules you need to have in place is no name calling, for example, no cursing the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Staying away from trigger talk. When you get triggered, just get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Not using third-party testimonials where, well, my sister always says this, mm-hmm. or my mom says this, or mm-hmm. everybody else says this mm-hmm. about you. Don't use superlatives like you never do this or you always do that because it makes the person defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use nonverbals like you rolling your eyes or shaking your head and mm-hmm. you know, and trying to demean the person that way. So, I mean, if you can get these rules down
mm-hmm.
and apply them when you're fighting, then all this unhealthy stuff can stay out of the fight, and you can go back to the one topic and you get things solved.
Now, Jim, let me stop you right there because I think those are some great, great rules for fighting. But now let's speak to those people that have been fighting a long time and have been doing everything that you just named and then some. How do you stop?
Well, you almost have to fall back in love again. And the way you have to do that is you have to learn the art of forgiveness.
Mm.
Because the biggest problem we found in all the relationships that come in, it's not sex, it's not chores, it's not money. It ends up being that something happened in the past. The other person is holding it against the other person
mm-hmm.
to such a point that bitterness, anger, and resentment have settled into their relationship. And that blocks the love between them. And until they do their hard work of forgiveness, I'm not talking about the self-righteous forgiveness where you go, I'm a better person than you because I'm going to forgive you. I'm talking about this gut-wrenching forgiveness where you really release the pain
mm-hmm.
and release the other person. Until you do that, you can't love that person the way you need to love them because you've got this barrier up.
Mm-hmm.
And we found in the boot camp when we teach people and we go through role-playing and gestalt therapy on how to really release this anger, that they fall back in love again. And then they go, okay, if we're going to be in love and we're going to, let's put these rules in place. Let's have a healthy marriage,
mm-hmm.
not one where we let this bitterness get in here anymore.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Elizabeth. You want to weigh in?
Because that's exactly right. It's like once you can get through that barrier of bitterness, then you can do almost anything.
Mm-hmm. And Jim, I think it's critical. And as you were saying that, you know, I can always feel sort of a stillness in the spirit realm when we're talking about certain things, and you can feel people feel the spirit of what you just said. And because, as you said earlier, people that are hurt, hurt others, and oftentimes those who are closest to us, our spouses, our longtime partners. I want you to give people that are listening, that are really saying, if they're honest with themselves, I do that. I'm responsible for that. Like one simple thing that they can do to stop, because we know unless you go through what you guys have, a boot camp that really unclothes you and you really find your authentic self, it is hard to really admit and get to self-truth. So there are people that are listening that say, we do this all the time and we've done this for years. What's one simple way that people can stop?
Wow, I don't know that there's a simple way to actually do that, because, I mean, I took a lot of these into the marriage with Elizabeth, and that's how we came up with a bunch of these rules, is that every time I would break a rule, then she would come up and say, you know what, that's hitting below the belt, that's a rule-breaking thing, can you stop that? And as a man, it's easy for me to do that. I kind of put it in a box, lock it up, and say, okay, I won't do that one again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so I guess if somebody had a set of rules and they could start applying these, if they wanted to apply them, it would go a long way for them settling the arguments. But again, I go back to that forgiveness thing, because a lot of people don't want to solve these arguments. They want to just win the battle.
Mm, wow.
And we have a saying in the boot camp, if you're in a fight with your spouse and your objective is to win, then both of you will lose.
Mm.
Because if I'm fighting with Elizabeth and I win the fight because we're one, she's lost. Okay, so now we've got a win-lose situation, and she either lost on her self-esteem or value or worth, or she's going to get even with me because now she's bitter or angry.
Mm-hmm. Wow, powerful stuff. Let's take a quick break here, everybody. We're talking to Jim and Elizabeth Carroll, Marriage Boot Camp, the intricacies of marriage. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired.
Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, McDonald's of Pineville, and if you're just joining us, On Point, what an incredible conversation with Jim and Elizabeth Carroll. They are the directors of Marriage Boot Camp, and the conversation is just amazing on and off the air. And during the break, I was talking to Elizabeth about strong women that maybe they're divorced, Elizabeth, like you were, or maybe they're just single women. And I call those women oftentimes power women, women that society looks at and says has it all. They have the great job. They've got the great vehicle. They can purchase their own home. They have all of the things that society says is and looks like success. And you said the hardest thing for you was to, I guess, sort of relinquish that to be available for this wonderful relationship with Jim. And I ask you to speak to how you do that.
Yeah, it's a great question. I had to learn to be responsive to my husband because I'm used to being the initiator, the activator, I was 30 years in corporate America and just driving with success and a single mom, et cetera. And the thing that was the barrier between me and a man like Jim, now I could have found a lot of men out there who would love to latch onto my power and tag along, but that would never work for me. And Jim is the driver.
Right.
He is the executive.
Let me stop you there, Elizabeth. You could have latched on to a weak man that you could have just still been, you could have been the driver and you could have had all of those things. But really, at the end of the day, would you have the respect for him?
Well, and is it even satisfying? That was my problem. I started looking into my soul and saying, oh, I'm not sad. I want to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a woman. And it was just organic in me. And so I had to use the same skills that I used to drive myself to success in the corporate world to learn a new behavior in the relational world.
Okay. Now let's talk about that new behavior. What does that look like? What does that feel like?
Well, okay, so logically in my mind, I parsed this apart and said, okay, if I'm going to be the woman in this relationship, responsive in the relationship, I have got to take my clenched fists and open them to receive from a man what I was not willing to trust before. So I was able to look at that and go, okay, that does not feel right to me, but I've done a lot of things that didn't really feel comfortable. Let's try this one. Mm-hmm. So I willed myself, I forced myself to experiment with this notion of receiving, not just from a man, but from everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of us power women. You know, we have people in our life said, let me help you with that. We're like, no, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So I started experimenting with this notion of an open hand to receive. And I found that by allowing people to take care of me, I was blessing them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so, Jim, for you, during the break, Elizabeth said something I thought was incredibly powerful. She said that you were uniquely willing to make the relationship work. How do you, as a man, a strong man, a driver, as Elizabeth says, how do you then deal with and understand the strengths of Elizabeth without feeling like she's overbearing?
Well, I like that she's a strong woman. I like that she's brilliantly smart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I love her conversations. And so I like her being her.
Mm-hmm.
There are places that I feel like that she needs to respect my authority. And this kind of happened on the very second day we have.
Okay. Now let me stop you right there, because those strong power women have a real issue with that. And I want you to break that down because it's critical. You said those areas in which she needs to respect your authority. What does that mean for you?
Well, I think, you know, what men want the most out of a relationship is to be adored and respected. I know that sounds kind of strange, but
absolutely
we like
not.
Being adored.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we like having to be respected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you disrespect us by superseding our authority or dogginess or something, then we're going to have a negative response. But if you can be like Elizabeth, still be strong and powerful, yet respect my mm-hmm. position, respect who I am, then it works out really, really well.
Mm-hmm. And so, Elizabeth, now, I've been married for some 23 years, probably been married and been with my husband over half of my life. And one of the things that Jim is saying is critically important, being in mm-hmm. a position to respect that man's authority. How do we help women? Because what I have learned through the years and years of being in a long-term marriage is that sometimes you don't even know when you have crossed that line. How do you know?
And,
go ahead.
Well, here's an easy one. You know, don't fight him on little things. You know, it's like, I'm telling you, we'll be in the car and Jim will say, turn here. And I'll go, oh, he does not know where he's going.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just turn.
Uh-huh.
It's easy.
Uh-huh.
You know, that part's easy. And so I sometimes will preempt my own logical brain and tap into a submissive brain in the low-cost areas. Okay?
Okay.
If it's not a big deal, let's do it his way. And the more I do it his way, the more more collateral I have in the bank with him.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause he sees that I will do things his way, so that when I do say, look, this time it's important enough that I need to say we need to go a different direction, he will say, yeah, sweet, sure, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't make you a weak woman when you submit to his authority or submit to what he thinks, or Jim, you guys are having a situation, you're having a heated fellowship, so to speak, and you know, you hear Elizabeth's side and then she hears your side, but at the end of that you just decide, okay, this is the way that I feel as the head of the house that we need to move on it. You know what I'm saying? How do we get people to really understand that that does not denote weakness?
Well, I tell people, what is your ultimate goal in your marriage? And you want, and the man wants to make the woman happy. Okay, and so I'm not going to do that by trying to win a battle with her. Okay, there are times with Elizabeth, like she said with me, that I'll know that she's wrong in my mind. Okay, mm-hmm. but I'll let her have her way. Okay, because that ultimately lets us have more happiness. It's like when I used to coach my kids at sports. We had a dad versus son game. And we played each other, and of course the boys won. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so why did I allow the boys win? Because of their self-esteem, the fun with dad, all this kind of good stuff. Well, it's the same thing in your relationship. You don't have to win every time. You can intentionally lose on some matters just to keep your relationship good. Now, if it's a high moral value thing, of course you can't do it.
Right.
But if, you know, a direction you're going in a car or what time, yes, little small things, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not let your spouse be right? Why get into a conflict over stupid stuff?
Absolutely. And so for you guys, you have really worked with the marriage boot camp, and then a door opens where you're now the counselors on Bridezilla. How does that happen, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, it was a door that opened. We feel like it was opened by God. And if God opens the door, we take it. And that's just sort of our bottom line. And I think that's part of also why our relationship works, is because we both sign up to the same value system, which is if God says it, we do it.
Absolutely.
We just obey.
And so
that's how we felt this came about.
Mm-hmm. And so how does helping other couples and constantly talking about relationships and seeing what others do, and maybe sometimes seeing yourselves, I'll start with you, Jim. How does that help to empower your own marriage, your own relationship?
Well, one, it makes me appreciate Elizabeth a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you see, for example, the bridezilla,
mm-hmm.
and you go, man, which bridezilla would you want to be married to? You go, absolutely none of them.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And so you learn to appreciate and respect what you have, I think, so much more as you go through these boot camps and watch all these couples of all these dysfunctions. And so, I mean, that's the number one thing I get for my marriage.
Mm-hmm. And for you, Elizabeth, what do you get by helping others through the journey of marriage?
Well, I think it's a little bit less direct than that for me. I feel like each of us has gifting and talents and whatnot that are designed in us from birth. And when you are operating in that gifting, your life is really fun, exciting, satisfying, productive, etc. And I just feel like for both Jim and I, something about our unique design caused us to go in this direction. And when we operate in those gifts and we walk through those doors, then our lives just become so satisfying. And it has been. It's been just lovely.
Absolutely. And so was this beyond anything that you could think when you get the call? And how do you get the call from WeTV? How does that happen?
Well, originally we did a series of Gene Simmons of Kiss and Shannon Tweed were, you know, been in a relationship for like 28 years. And she discovered that he was cheating on her. And the producers of Gene Simmons' Family Jewels called us up off our website and said, hey, Jim, is there anything you can do for these guys? I mean, we're serious. This is not reality. We're serious. She's going to leave him. This whole thing's falling apart. And I said, well, let's come do one of our normal boot camps. So we did it. Their relationship was saved. They went on to get married. And then the same producer and the Bridezillas and WeTV were all getting together, and he called us up and said, hey, can you do a reality house for Bridezillas? And I go, okay, what's a Bridezilla? And unfortunately, I did not know. But they get married, and they start having problems. Go figure. So we said, sure, bring them on. Let's do it, because it probably can't be that much different than what we handle anyway.
Wow. And so what do you hope that people will come away from this conversation with, and how can people connect? Because you're right up the road in Dallas to the marriage boot camp. What do you hope that people will come away with, and then how to connect? Elizabeth, for you, what do you hope people will come away with?
Well, I hope they come away with hope. I hope they come away saying, wow, marriage is hard, not just mine, but all marriages are hard. And there's an organization who specializes in helping hurting people in their marriages and in their relationships. So maybe they can help me. Mm. And they'll look us up, and they'll come to one of our seminars, and they'll get the healing that, you know, that they deserve.
Absolutely. And for you, Jim, what is it for you?
I hope people just look at themselves and go, you know, there's a lot of stuff that needs to change about me. I want to blame it on my spouse, and I'll blame it on the situation. But if you take a hard look at yourself, there's always areas for growth. And what I tell you, if you grow and you change, then your marriage will change.
That's powerful. And you know what? The hardest thing, Jim and Elizabeth, is for one to look at one's own self. Isn't that the hardest thing that rules the day?
Amen.
Right.
And
it is. And then people come into our boot camp thinking, okay, I'm going to work on my marriage. But, I mean, we spend the first day and a half just beating them up individually. So it's kind of a shocker for them.
And how long is the boot camp? This is something I think that everybody could benefit from engaging in, especially, you know, especially those people that are sort of at odds. They're kind of, well, you know, we're here, we're existing. You know, how long is the boot camp?
It's long. It's 4 days, and it's from 10 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night. And it's grueling hard work. It's not boring speakers and us getting up and talking a whole lot. It's about playing games and drills and exercises. And I tell you, by the end of the day, you're just emotionally and physically exhausted from everything you do. But, you know, you're talking about years and years and years of a damage and baggage in your life. And for 4 days to come in here and knock out a big chunk of it, I mean, it's most people say this is like one of the top five events of their life when they get done.
Absolutely. And so how can people connect, Elizabeth, with you and Jim and the Marriage Bootcamp?
Well, there's a couple of ways. One, our website, marriagebootcamp.com and lifeenrichment.com. And you can also Facebook Jim and Elizabeth Carroll. And we have a very large following on our Facebook page, the Jim and Elizabeth Carroll Facebook. And if people write in say, I'm struggling with this, I'll respond. Or Jim will respond, or one of our coaches will respond.
Wow, that's powerful. Listen, Jim and Elizabeth, we want to thank you so much for the work that you're doing. Not only is it work, but it's really, I believe, a ministry from God that is going to empower a lot of couples, that's going to bring couples that felt that maybe there was no hope and bring them into hope and bring together the most powerful thing that God created, and that's marriage. And so we want to thank you guys for the work that you're doing. Also, Elizabeth, tell people how they can catch you guys on Bridezilla before we got to go.
Yes, Marriage Bootcamp Bridezillas. It's on Friday nights at 8 o'clock in the Central Time Zone, 9 o'clock on the East Coast. And it's every week for the next few weeks. We have the final episode at the end of July, so catch us quickly. But the other thing is, I mean, they run these Marriage Bootcamp Bridezillas marathons. It's like someone called and said, you guys are like the Golden Girls. You're on all the time.
Hey,
it's on WeTV.
There is nothing too big for God on WeTV on Fridays and also the marathons. We want to thank you once again, Jim and Elizabeth Carroll. The Marriage Bootcamp is what they're a part of and what they're doing. It's a life enrichment. It's a life-changing movement, I think, for every marriage. Thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Hey, everybody, we've got to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
From the start, at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Did you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses? Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present three free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about three different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Davis One Stop, Walker Automotive Group, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Now, as we're wrapping up this morning's conversation, you know, it is our hope that couples that are having challenges, no matter where you are in your relationship, that you will use something like Jim and Elizabeth's boot camp as a resource. We hope that you'll go to their website. They have so much powerful information to give and so many great things that we talked about, not just on the air, but off the air. And one of the things that they both talked about were triggers. And I was saying that sometimes people release things from their mouths that are very hard to be taken back. And so as you're growing and going in your relationship, I hope that you will consider what you say and how you say it, especially to that person that you are one with, that person that you love. Our mantra, DC and I's mantra, has always been, of course, God first, but it's me and you against the world. And when you come together and know that your spouse loves you, in most cases, beyond measure, and if that person says something to you that you feel is critical or that hurts your feelings, what I have learned is that the person who loves you the most is going to be the least person to lie to you. And so we've got to understand what they talked about, the rules of fighting, fair fighting, and we've got to learn to be better communicators. And it is our hope for all marriages that no matter what position that you are in, that you will begin to look at some of these things and come together. I've said it on this program many times that God loves marriages. The devil hates marriages. There is so much power in the two. The word says that when two come together and are agreed, There is power in that. And let me tell you something. There are forces that are trying to steal your power every single day. And if you will contemplate that and you will realize the power that lie within the two when they become one and what you can do together as opposed to apart, it could be exponential. I mean, the possibilities are absolutely endless. We want to thank once again Jim and Elizabeth Carroll from the Marriage Boot Camp. You can also see them on Friday nights on Wii TV on Bridezilla. And we want to thank you guys for listening so carefully and so intently. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you right back here on